Close.
Close. Okay, what did it say?
But you stink.
Oh, but you stink. Okay.
I got a joke. I got a joke.
Okay, real quick. What's your joke?
Why the frog fan said, what that smell?
Why?
No, you tell.
Oh, I don't know.
I cannot tell.
Okay. Well, we need to do coffee and devotions now. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee and Devotions. This is where every day we get together, we get into God's Word, and we grow in our love for the Lord together. Sometimes we're not happy because we don't finish jokes. Here, you want your tea now? There you go. Tea and coffee always helps. Well, why don't we go ahead and we'll pray. Father, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you for your Word. And we pray that as we read your Word, you would help us believe it, understand it, and live it. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, well, we're at Proverbs chapter 9. Let's see, we are at Proverbs 9. All right, Proverbs chapter 9, verses 1 through 12. Do me a favor, if this is helpful content to you, I don't normally ask you of this, but could you hit the thumbs up button or share it with a friend? Why don't we go ahead and read Proverbs chapter 9, verses 1 through 12. How about I read 1 through 6, you can read 7, 8, 9, and then I'll read 10, 11, 12. Oh, you're okay. All right. Wisdom has built her house. She has hewn out her seven pillars. She has slaughtered her meat. She has mixed her wine. She has also furnished her table. She has sent out her maidens. Oh, are you listening? Wisdom's talking here. You ready? She cries out from the highest places of the city. Whoever is simple, let him turn in here. As for him who lacks understanding, she says to him, come, eat my bread and drink of the wine I have mixed. For foolishness and forsake foolishness. Oh, what's wrong? Well, if something's not wrong, you shouldn't cry. Forsake foolishness and live and go in the way of understanding. You can read 7 through 9.
He who corrects a scoffer gets shame for himself. Do not correct a scoffer lest he hate.
And he who rebukes
a wicked man only harms himself. Do not correct a scoffer lest he hate you. Rebuke a wise man and he will love you. So give instruction to a wise man and he will be still wiser. Teach a just man and he will increase in learning.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. You know what? If you look at the camera, they can only see your eyeballs. You want to sit up so they can see you? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. For by me your days will be multiplied, and years of your life will be added to you. If you are wise, you are wise for yourself. And if you scoff, you bear it alone. Okay, well, we need to ask ourselves, A, what is this about? B, what's the best verse to summarize this? And C, Ellie, what are we called to do in response to this? So, A, what is this about? Is wisdom calling out?
Yeah.
Yep. And what does she say? Come, eat my bread and drink my wine I have mixed. Forsake foolishness and live and go the way of understanding. Right? When God rebukes us, is it good?
Yes.
What about when the Lord tells us something is wrong? Does it help us live? Does a fool like to be corrected?
No.
Ellie, does a fool like to be corrected? No. What about the wise person? Does the wise person like when someone comes and tells them, you know, there's a better way to do this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, right. That's what it's saying here. That he who corrects a scoffer gets shame for himself. Give instruction to a wise man and he will be still wiser. Teach a just man and he will increase in learning. Right? So we want to go and we want to get wisdom. It's good when someone tells us there's a better way to do something. But what is the beginning of wisdom? What does verse 10 say? What's verse 10 say, Nathan?
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
Yeah, I don't want her tea to fall on the computer either, so we'll put it over here. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
And the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
All right. So what do we have to do first, or where do we have to go first to get wisdom? It starts with fearing God. It starts with knowing the Lord. It starts by understanding who God is.
To feel the Lord when He asks you, like, there's a better way to do this.
Yeah, right. Does God correct us for our sins?
Yes.
Does God discipline us like children?
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. So what would you underline here as the best verse to summarize? What would you underline?
Verse 10.
That's what I would underline too. Calling. When God corrects us for sin, should we listen?
Yeah.
What about when mommy and daddy correct you for sin? Ellie, should you listen to mommy and daddy when we correct you? Yeah. What about daddy? When the elders tell daddy there's a better way to do something, should daddy listen?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. They have wisdom and they have understanding. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, we thank you so much for this day. We pray that we would fear you and walk in your ways. We pray, Lord, that we would come and eat of the bountiful harvest that you have given us in your wisdom, displayed first and foremost in Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray that as we sit at your word, you would teach us your ways. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, may the Lord bless you today. May you walk in the wisdom of Jesus Christ. And we will see you tomorrow. You want to say goodbye?
Bye.
Bye.